What's going on? Welcome to the podcast. This is kind of a special podcast. This isn't sort of adhering to our every other Thursday thing, but that's because we have a very special guest here today.
Very, very special guest.
Who decided to swing by on one of her many amazing... What do you call them?
Who is it already?
Long travel journeys.
Long travel journeys to Boston to audition. Auditions, that's it. We have a longtime friend and rising local actress, Vanessa Lee, with us.
Yay!
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And so how are you?
I'm great.
Good. I guess we should give like a little bit of a backstory. We went to school together. We went to the New Hampshire Institute of Art together.
Yes.
And then, I can't remember exactly, you moved away for a while. I think. Because you were there, then...
right.
Were you there after we graduated, right?
Yep. I was there before we graduated, and then after you graduated.
Okay.
But I missed the graduation.
Okay.
Sadly.
Oh.
But we did. I moved away for a little while.
And then you came back.
And then I came back to the lovely New Hampshire, New England area.
And we had sort of fallen out of communication while you were gone and after we graduated. And then all of a sudden, you just kind of reached out real quick. And you were looking for headshots or something.
Yeah,
you were thinking about getting back into modeling and acting. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh my God, this idiot in Nashua has got a studio.
Right. So not true. I went to your website and saw your work and I was amazed. And I called you right away. And I was like, listen, Zid, I don't know if you remember me back from New Hampshire Institute of Art, but I would love to have you shoot my headshots. That is how it happened.
And talk into the mic. Okay, sorry. I'm using the old crap junky mic that we have before, and so I keep forgetting to actually talk into it.
That's better.
Yes. So, so it was like, it must have been a couple of years. It seemed like every few months we got together, and we just kind of did some shoots.
Yeah.
Just to sort of build up your portfolio. And then you did the first, I think like the first year and a half or 2 years of the workshops when I was started the workshops. And and it got to the point where people were asking where you were. Like if you were going to be part of the workshop. And then when things got kind of busy for you and you sort of kicked, you know, like put the workshop, you didn't do them as much. Everyone was like, where's Vanessa? Is Vanessa going to be your model? Like where is she? Like, well, how is she not here? Like who are these other people that are modeling? Like, you know, you're a team. You guys have to work together. And I was like,
that's so sweet. It was so fun. I want to do more. Let me know.
Absolutely. That so you've been doing, originally you were doing, you wanted to do modeling, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And then you also wanted to do acting.
Exactly.
And so like, I guess catch us up to where you started and where you've gotten to. And cause like, I just tweeted today how I got this awesome DVD is this sort of like your first feature length?
It's the first feature that's come out so far. And it's the first feature that's been on television as well.
Oh, great.
So I've shot a couple of other ones as well, but this one aired in February on MyTV New England.
And this is called Joy in the Apocalypse.
Yeah.
And is this sort of like the first headlining one that you've had, or have there been
others?
That's
come out, yes.
That's come out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which just came out on DVD like this week, and you can order it if you go to joyintheapocalypse.com.
Premiere in Concord, actually, back in February, too, and there's going to be another premiere in Vermont coming up in Montpelier and one in Massachusetts.
That's
as
awesome.
Well.
That's very cool.
Super cool.
So break us down. Like, what kind of things do you do? Like, what do you like to do?
How does that work? I still like to do my art, too.
Yeah.
I paint in the evenings. But as far as the acting and modeling goes, I guess I started really kind of doing both, going out on a lot of auditions for commercials, for film, for web shows, web hosting, and I guess little by little it's just sort of built up. I do a lot of web hosting as well, and I like doing film the most, though. I'd say I do more of that now, or I like to do more of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's more time-consuming as well, though, so there isn't as much time for other things.
Now, when you say web hosting, what is that like the little character at the bottom of the screen that shows up?
Yeah, there's that, where it's random websites, too. It's funny, like the Better Business Bureau, and there's some really funny ones that you've seen that were older than some of my first. But it's like a little character that pops up on a website, and I kind of like talk you through whatever's going on, and those are pretty fun. The company I work for is great. Mm. And I do some Auto Trader car reviews. I mean, it's really like there's such a spectrum of work, and And there is a lot of work in New England.
Yeah. Now, just from being somebody that's been getting more and more work, because like when you were doing the modeling and stuff, it seemed like you were doing a lot of work, but a lot of it was just sort of, I'm going to call it portfolio building.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of like, you weren't being paid for a lot of the stuff, but you were doing it just to sort of add to your, but now it seems like a majority of the stuff that you're doing is actually paid gigs, which is awesome.
Yes. Yes.
So from
it's definitely awesome.
From like a paid professional actress's point of view, what's the market like in the area for you? Like, how hard is it to find gigs? And is it really challenging? I mean, when you go to auditions, is it like a room full of people? Or like, how does all that stuff work?
I think it really varies. I mean, for me, starting out, I mean, you really have to put yourself out there a lot. I mean, to build up your portfolio, especially with acting, I think, you know, because before you get a job, before... you don't have anything to show for yourself but your headshot, really. I mean, if you're just starting out. So I did a lot of work on student films, and I did a lot of things just to build up my reel, to have something to show people for, you know, the future. And so once I had that and I kept building it up, I found it's easier because you're like, this is me, this is what I can do, and you can see it on the internet, which, I mean, it's amazing what a useful tool like Facebook is. And there's a lot of really great actor sites in New England, like newenglandactors.ning.com. That is amazing site that has a whole bunch of local actors where you can kind of just put photos up and put demo reels and things. But it's hard. I really think you have to do a lot of work. It's not easy.
Nice. Nice.
It's a lot of give, but I mean, I love it.
Yeah.
And I think you have to.
Yeah. And then it seems like there's that... I think it's like any business where you're trying to sort of build up the portfolio. It gets to the point where all of a sudden like the calls start coming and
there's a tipping point that happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was excited when you first came in, like, you know, the fact that you're getting paid. You're making a living doing this now. And I think that's incredible. You know, it's like, but it's, and you can sort of see it. Like, and I think it's kind of cool because I've seen it from the point where you were like, this is something I want to try to do. Mm-hmm. And just sort of watching you, you know, to the point where it was like, we got together every couple of months, and then all of a sudden she was like, I can't cause I'm busy, you know? And now, and then it was like, I mean, I don't think I haven't seen you in almost a year now.
It's been a really long time. It's been way too long.
And the whole time it's just like, you know, she's on Facebook, all of a sudden she's got an actor page on Facebook, and it's going up. And there's all this, like, just all kinds of stuff that she starts doing. And then she's on, you know, IMDb, and she's got all this kind of cool stuff. And now it's like, she's getting paid, you know, she's making a living, or she's on her way to making a living doing that. Mm-hmm. I think that's like, that's badass.
Thank you. I've been so fortunate to work with some really amazing people, though. And I think also working with people, it's a great, like, small community, I think, in New England and Boston area, because I feel like no matter what job you're on, you see people who you've seen on other jobs.
Yeah.
So it's very cool. It's like really family, sort of.
Mm. That's cool. Mm-hmm. That's cool. And she's been auditioning for big things, too. She auditioned for The Town.
The Town, what's that?
That's the last Ben Affleck movie.
Oh, right.
And she got a call back.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. That's just cool for me. I just think it's kind of like, you know, movie kind of nerd kind of thing.
It is really cool. That was really exciting because that was really kind of when I was first starting, too, to try and break into the acting world.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. So now, like, what was that like? Like, since this is like a big production, when you first went to audition for that, was it like 1,000 people all in a room to, you know, like everybody?
When I went in, it wasn't. I know that they did a lot of like open calls and things where you do go. It's funny because some casting calls are really private and the client's looking for someone specific. So you come in and it's just you. And some of the open calls, like they're having a lot of open calls right now for the new Kevin James film that's out. And it's like every weekend you can go to, I think they had one at the Burlington Mall, and it's like anyone and everyone can go and have your chance to to try it out, you know, and you never know what can happen. But there's a variety. So sometimes it's like there's a ton of people there who look exactly like you. And then sometimes there's not. Sometimes it's just you.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Nice. What else? Any questions?
Not really.
No. So catch us up on some of the stuff that you've done. So like this. So Joy and the Apocalypse just came out.
Yes.
And you can get that on DVD now, and that's at joyandtheapocalypse.com. You can order. I think the DVD is like $15. Mm-hmm. Mine actually just came in the same day that came in today.
Yeah, that's
like right before you decided to swing by, which I thought was kind of cool.
Yeah, so it is cool.
My autograph cup.
And there's a trailer on there too for anyone to check out.
Yeah, and it's got
a crazy person.
I'm crazy. You're the lead role. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, yeah. Me and Reza.
And you got a big fat pregnant suit
belly.
Thing,
yeah, I'm like 8 months pregnant.
That's awesome. Did you do? Are you on the commentary?
Yes.
You are.
I am on the commentary.
That's amazing.
Let me tell you, that was super fun.
That's amazing.
To do. It's quite funny because you remember all these things that are happening. Like when you're watching the movie, it's one thing because you don't think there's a world going on around you. Mm-hmm. But a lot of those scenes were filmed right in Boston, and there's a part, I probably shouldn't give it away, but there's a part where like I go into false labor and we're in the middle of Boston and there are people around who really don't know that we're filming. I mean, other than there's a couple cameras and a boom mic and things. And it's funny because you're just, the stares you get sometimes are pretty hysterical.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I just, a wave of jealousy just came over me when she just said she got to do a commentary track for a movie she was in. I'm like, oh my God.
I didn't realize I wanted to do a
commentary track. I mean, you know, you talk about movies all the time and stuff like that, but the fact that she made a movie and then she also got to be like, movie nerd moment here.
You could make
a commentary version of your Muppet proposal thing.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. But that's only like 3.5 minutes.
Yeah, it's
matter.
Still commentary.
So that would be. Yeah.
There's a lot of questions people would have, but I'm sure that you could answer.
Why is Sarah such a litter bug?
Yeah, exactly.
She's not littering.
Yeah. I think you can encode in like alternate tracks on QuickTime movies, but I'm not sure.
Oh, really?
So you could release the QuickTime movie version of it, and then they could choose the alternate track.
That's so funny. That's crazy. So you've done that, mm-hmm. and then like what else? Like for everybody that wants to sort of internet stalk you and like you know, track you
Facebook.
Down on the internet,
find me on Facebook.
They can find you on Facebook.
Yeah,
and
I have all updates usually on projects that are going on. People tag me in photos. Right now, I'm working on a film called The Final Shift, which is really cool. It's sort of a science fiction thriller action. I'm not exactly sure the genre specifically, but it's along those lines.
Yeah.
And I play a hit woman, and I'm getting to do fight training, which is really awesome.
That's so cool.
It is so cool.
So how often do you do that?
We train twice a week. We were kind of going back and forth from 3 times to 2 times a week, but it's twice a week.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then that's really
what kind of stuff have you learned so far?
I truly don't know the names of all the moves that I do, but it's really hand-to-hand combat. I mean, he wanted it to be like, it's not a lot of rolling or anything like that. It's like a lot of punching and kicking, like roundhouse kicking, that sort of really gritty, fun fighting. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's cool.
It is.
I like knowing somebody in the movie industry.
The movie is really kind of neat. It's a whole bunch of people who are in a diner, and a lot of the film takes place in this one room in this diner. And it's a whole bunch of different personalities, and we all, I suppose, it's like there's a hostage situation. And it's all these people trying to deal with it on their own, in their own way. And then there's actually something happens that is even like a more evil power, that it's even worse than the hostage situation.
Huh. Mm.
So it's kind of neat with a little science fiction,
a little sci-fi flavor dropped in there.
Right.
How do these film projects start? Are they independent films? What does that really mean? And to be an independent film as opposed to, I don't know, something else that would be.
It's independently funded and made. So the company that's making this film is called Wild Beagle Productions, and the gentleman that runs it, John Depew, he does everything. I mean, it's not like a high budget like Hollywood film or something like that. I mean, I'm not entirely sure what exactly defines an independent film, but it is just a smaller film that's independently run.
Hmm. So they have financing and everything, and they have an idea where they can show movies like this, or how does that work?
It depends. I mean, there are theaters who will show independent films, and a lot of independent films are made to go on the festival circuit. You know, they'll enter it into Sundance Film Festival, and that's kind of in part what they do. Some people just like making independent films. Uh-huh. You know, it's all an art form. Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh. That's cool.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
So do you get to meet with for this film you're working on now, the origin of the story was like a local person, or was it an adaptation of something? Or?
It was. I mean, he has a writer, but it was in part, you know, a collaboration effort, I think. It's different with every film, too. I know, like with Joy in the Apocalypse, Dan actually wrote that as well. Mm. So I think it differs.
So is this by the same guy? The one
nope.
you're doing? No.
Different. Yeah.
Different.
During the Apocalypse was Rock Your Head Productions and Fatfoot Films who did that one.
That's so funny. And then are they all based out of New Hampshire or Massachusetts?
Both. New Hampshire and Massachusetts, yep.
That's great. That's very cool.
Yeah. There's a whole hidden industry here.
Yeah. It is. I mean, there's a lot of production companies around here. It's really amazing.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Did they, for this, get a little technical, did they shoot this, I think, did they shoot this on a digital SLR? Yeah, like a, mm-hmm. So they didn't actually use like a film camera at all. It was all digital shot. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
That's interesting.
That's very cool.
Hmm. Yeah. That's I'm working on this really cool pilot that it's actually on film.
Yeah? Which,
you know, it's like, it's kind of a... I know what you call it now. It's not a thing of the past, but it's really amazing because the footage is so different.
Yeah.
The digital. Hmm. It's kind of split. I think they're doing it on a Canon 7D and actual film as well. You can see the trailer. It's at doubloonproductions.com, and it's called The Dark. And it's me and this other really great girl. Is that okay?
No, it's just fine.
Okay. Her name is Sarah Walsh, and we both, it's sort of like a travel show where we go to haunted places and give a little history about the place, but we're sort of creepy ourselves. You should check it out.
Nice.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome. Yeah. We're sort of creepy ourselves.
We are.
Which adds a sort of aura of, of authenticity to
it. Yeah, it's disturbing.
It's legitimate. Credibility.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have ideas for doing your own film project someday?
It's funny that you say that. I've been thinking about that lately. One of the girls who I'm fight training with for the final shift, she's started up a production company herself, and she's doing her first short film coming up soon. And she kind of like inspired me. I was like, I'm not really a writer, but I have a lot of ideas. If I had like collaboration, I think it'd be really fun.
Neat. That's very cool. So you do...
All I need is a camera and everything else.
All you need is all the equipment.
Everything.
I think that's how a lot of us think.
Yeah.
You know, like, if only I had this and that. But that's
cool. I
know
it takes a lot more than that.
Yeah.
But
yeah. And it's cool that the technology is getting to the point now where, you know, you can take a 5D Mark II or a 7D and you can actually make a full-length feature.
Yeah, you can edit it all on your desktop computer.
It's crazy.
And
technology
and then just release it.
It is crazy.
Yeah,
it's nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, like the fact you don't have to find a, you know, like a legitimate distributor or anything. You can be your own distributor and you can stick it up online.
You can be as legitimate as you are.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I mean, like, you don't have to go and, like, you know, bend over for all these big movie companies and have to deal with, you know, what they want to do to you.
Yeah.
It's nuts. So you do, okay, so now you do art as well.
Yes.
And like, you know, like for every, like just as good as she is an actress, like she's like, I remember the paintings and stuff that you did.
Thanks, Sid.
And I've got the little goldfish thing.
Yes. And you have the other one.
Yes.
Yeah, that I need to bring. I should have brought it today.
You sing.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had a chance to do any recent sing? Cause you had done something last year where you recorded it with, I think, a guy up in Maine or something.
Yeah. Yep.
Did they use that for anything or?
No, not really.
No.
But we did. It came out really nice. It was a good recording. I was sick that week, sadly. No, but I haven't had time to do a lot of singing.
Yeah.
Mm. I'd like to do that again. Like, I miss it. I went to school originally for musical theater.
Oh, you did? Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Isn't that weird?
And then art school.
And you worked, you did something with horses at a carnival. Or...
I did. I used to do something called vaulting, which is circus riding. It's like gymnastics on horseback where you stand up, you do backflips off. Yeah. I coached a team of vaulters.
Really?
Yeah.
So that thing, they have this thing called a horse.
It's equestrian sport.
Is that like actually a simulated horse? Because that's where
there's a horse in gymnastics, and that's a different sort of horse. We use a real horse, like real, like
professionally.
Yeah,
we use real
that
horses.
Kind of horse.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. And they're cantering around in a circle.
Uh huh.
So you
juggle knives and stuff like that.
I did not venture toward the knives. I think I might not be here had I.
But you did like
my
hand-eye
coordination. I don't know. No, but yeah, I did the backflips and the somersaults and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that awesome?
It is awesome.
See,
yeah, I
see,
that.
she's gonna make it like just because she's legitimately got these really interesting backstories.
Randomness.
Like the stories are there, so it's like, you know, like when she gets on talk shows and stuff, and she's like, I used to do backflips on horses and circuses. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, oh. So she's got like the whole package. And then she can sing. It's just, there's too much going on in one person, you know, like,
aww.
It's a little crazy. So yeah, no, I'm not gushing,
we're all
really.
We're all starstruck here on the podcast.
I wish I got to do more art, though. I do. I did an art show just recently called, I think it's Up From the Underground Art Experience. It was in Manchester.
Oh.
And, a really great friend and director, or a director and really great friend of mine, I should say, Rick Dumont, runs at the Jam Factory.
Down oh, nice.
In Manchester.
Oh.
And he shows independent films there. I think it's, I can't remember what the time frame is, if it's once a month or once a week even. Really incredible, though. And there's a lot of really great artists that were showing their work that are
That's
local
cool.
as well there.
Is there like a website or something that people could?
Yeah, I think, I'll have to check up on that. I'm sure there is. And I know he's, it's changing as well. So because of the adding the film and everything into it, the name might be slightly different now.
But it was called the Jam Factory?
Yeah, the place is called the Jam Factory.
Okay.
And the art show slash film was called Up From the Underground Art Experience.
Okay.
But his name is Rick Dumont. And you can find it on Facebook, I know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it also was to benefit like the animal shelter and...
Good.
YMCA
Good.
Support programs for abused children and things like that.
Good.
Yeah, it was really great.
Our kind of art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. So you had a lot of experience with different kinds of art and different kind of artists.
Yeah.
Are there any observations you've had about like how each community is maybe a little bit different or unique?
I think they're so interrelated. I mean, to be an artist and to have that creativity, I mean, it runs the gamut. You know what I mean? I think you find like spirited people no matter what you're working with, and the passion is amazing in artists, you know, no matter what they're doing, film, if it's art, if they're painters, sculptors, or musicians. It's great. A great community to be a part of, I think.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool. I'd like to see how like an actual movie production team works.
Yeah.
Just the idea that you've got a bunch of people all on set and everybody has to basically get one, you know, they're all doing something for the same goal.
Yeah,
which I think
amazing.
Is kind of cool, just like watching all the different, you know, I don't know. Someday I'll get to sit on one.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And see how it all works.
You have to come with me.
Yeah.
Come with me someday. It'd be fun. It would. It's amazing. I mean, everyone has their own job and everyone's working toward like this common goal, and it's beautiful.
Nice.
Yeah.
All kinds of different backgrounds for people working on a movie?
Yeah, there's so many different, I mean... On a film, you have sound technicians, director of photography, you have camera operators. It's amazing. People who know incredible things about lighting.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's wild.
Mm.
That's neat.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like a really stimulating environment to be,
it
to
is.
Be part of.
Yeah. It is. It's incredible.
Yeah. So you had to wait around a lot for things, or?
On set, yeah, it's kind of like a joke that you know, everyone's always kind of waiting around on set. But I don't know, all the productions I've been on have run so smoothly, and the people have been just so amazing. It's been really great.
That's neat.
Yeah, there's always downtime, but
yeah.
Bring a book.
Hang out for a while. And...
Yep.
So how long does it take to like for the beginning of like Join the Apocalypse to, I guess when it. So there's days of shooting, I imagine, and then there's like a post-production phase?
Yeah. I think really in any film you rehearse ahead of time. Sometimes it's, you know, by the schedule you shoot, maybe say you're shooting every weekend for 3 months or something like that. You may have a rehearsal every week prior to whatever it is scenes you're shooting on that weekend. Sometimes all the rehearsal's done in the beginning and you film straight for a couple weeks in a row. Mm. And then there's post-production, which the actors are usually not involved in. But that's
cool.
All the editing and all the music. And there's a lot that goes on after the film is complete as well.
Did you have to do any of like the ADR stuff? Like go in and read?
You know, yes, I did. This is the first time I ever did ADR on a film was on Join the Apocalypse.
It's like I busted that out.
Yes.
Yep. Do you want to explain what ADR is?
It's like redubs, right? It's like
right.
The sound levels aren't good on the people's voices. And so you have to go in afterwards and you have to sort of redo your lines and match it up with the actual footage, right?
Exactly. Yeah. If there's when you're filming and there's like a really loud plane or there's traffic in the background or you never know, there's some, you know, screaming bird or something like that. Things always happen. You go in and you I know there's a bunch of different ways you can do it. You can watch it on the screen. You can watch yourself. The way we did it was that we listened to it and then there's like a series of beeps that you hear. And then you say the line after the series of beeps.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
It's difficult, you know, to sound just like you did a time
it is.
Could have been a week before. It could have been a month before.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really interesting and it's amazing.
I got excited one time because I've got a bunch of people that work on Law & Order, SVU. Like I'm their little fans on Twitter.
Yeah.
And one of this guy, BD Wong, he's been, he had his cell phone with him and he recorded movie footage of them in the ADR booth and it was Ice-T redubbing his lines. And I just got a big kick out of it because it was like, it was the same thing. They had the episode on the screen and then he was watching it and then you would hear this beep and then he would say, and it was like this weird thing because it was like he had to redub stuff that was like in the middle of a sentence. So he'd have to sort of launch into the delivery as if he was already talking kind of thing. Huh. It was neat. And then it was just like him, you know, like taking a couple of different takes and stuff like that.
Well, that's interesting.
But I always thought, and then like if you watch a lot of the behind the scenes documentaries that come with all the Disney DVDs for all of the Miyazaki movies.
Yep.
They always have like little shots of like the American voice actors that are overdubbing it. And a lot of times they show them in the recording studio when they're like recording their lines over and stuff like that. Yeah. I think I just find that absolutely fascinating. The fact that you can go in afterwards and you can seamlessly redo your dialogue and then they can just branch it in over existing footage of you talking, but yet make it still look like it was recorded, you know, at that exact time. Mm-hmm. I think it's really neat.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You can try doing it sometime if you want. We can add little beeps to the beginning so you know when to come in instead of me just waving at you like this. No! What are you waiting for now? Yeah.
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 How are we on time?
We are at 26 minutes. So we only have like three and a half minutes to go.
Good. Yeah. Good. What else? Anything else you want to throw out there for
What's
anybody listening?
I don't know. I was just thinking about, this is so crazy, about my dogs, actually, randomly at this moment.
That's right. You have Tango and Cash.
I have Tango and Cash.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh? Named your dogs Tango and Cash.
Yep. Two black labs who are a year old, and they are still eating everything.
Nice.
Including my shoes.
Oh.
They must be really big. Are they getting really big?
They're really big. I think they're just about full size now.
Really?
Yeah. And then we have another dog, too, now.
What?
Mm-hmm. Wow. So we have three black labs.
That's crazy.
Wow. It is crazy. It is crazy, because they're... It's like a
that's a mess
a
of herd, animals.
I feel like sometimes when I'm cooking in the kitchen and they're all laying down at my feet. It's like a sea of dog. Yeah.
That's a lot of dog.
It is a lot of dog. Yeah. They're pretty awesome though. They are. I love them. The other one's Bo.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Bo and Tango and Cash.
Tango and Cash. That's awesome. Did you name them or did your husband?
It was a collaboration. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went back and forth over a lot of different ones, but agreed on Tango and Cash. Yep.
I approve.
Thank you. Thank you.
Nice. Well, that was pretty.
Yeah, pretty informal.
Pretty good. I think
we'll that was pretty we'll good. Listen to this afterwards. So you can see what it sounds like.
Cool.
And no one swore, so we don't edit anything.
Yes. And so check her stuff out. She's her latest movie, or the one that just came out on DVD, joyandtheapocalypse.com. I can't say apocalypse for some reason. Mm-hmm. And it's on DVD already, and you can buy that if you want to check it out. And then they have some screenings coming up in Vermont and
Massachusetts
somewhere. So check that out. And she's got a Facebook page under Vanessa Leigh, L-E-I-G-H.
Mm-hmm.
So to keep up to date with what she's doing. And it's cool.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you for
thank you.
Like randomly, like she came in. We're like, quick, let's set up all the podcast gear and do it.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's nice and mobile.
Nice and mobile.
Yep.
And cool. I guess that will wrap it up then.
Yeah. Yeah.
And stuff.
Merlin Man says, let's button it up.
Button it up.
Jared says that too.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. All right. So I guess, should we wrap it up?
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
Okay.
I'm Dave Say, designer.
I'm photographer Sid Caesar.
And with us is guest
Vanessa Leigh.
Awesome. It was great to see you again.
Thanks.
And have a great week, guys.
Yeah, we'll see you. Are we doing one next week, right?
Yeah, next week.
Next Thursday.
All
right.
We'll get in contact with Cookson to see if we can.
Yeah, we got to get
Mark Cookson.
The
Chuck Norris.
The Chuck Norris of politics.
Yep.
Yeah, we got to get him on there.
Yeah.
And stuff. Cool.
All right.
All right. We'll see you all later. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.